USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine hits a two-month mark, the fight for long-term control of the country continues. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says that the Russian military's performance has been less than expected, and the United States should change its approach towards Russia as a result.
Frankly, I think at Christmas time, Putin began to worry about what we would do rather than us worrying as much about what he would do. And we need to stop saying what we won't do. Even if we know we won't do it, there's no reason to ever tell your adversary in a situation like that where your red lines are.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are said to be taking part in meetings in Kyiv today, although the White House not confirming it. This is USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A huge wildfire in northern Arizona is still burning out of control. As of Saturday, the tunnel fire north of Flagstaff was still only about 3% contained. Fire managers saying strong winds and dry air currents have hampered their efforts to gain control of the blaze, which has destroyed over 21,000 acres of pine forest. Over 300 firefighters are on the scene with three helicopters and 18 fire engines. A court-martial is ending in the Air Force's first-ever conviction of a general officer. Major General William Cooley was found guilty at an Ohio military court on Saturday for one specification of abusive sexual contact. The conviction stemmed from a 2018 incident in New Mexico where the victim says Cooley forcibly groped and kissed her through her clothes while driving home from a day-long social event. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Ukraine and Russia are considered Europe's breadbasket. Together, they account for roughly 30% of global wheat exports. This, as inflation hit a 40-year high in February, supply chain woes are continuing, along with a drought impacting parts of the United States, has American consumers and farmers feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox and Friends, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke weighs in on the changes he's seeing when it comes to wheat price increases.
Well, over the past couple of years, wheat prices have literally doubled. We've gone from $5 a bushel up to $10 and then $12 and back to $10 a bushel. But never in my life have I seen commodity prices capitalized into our inputs, like land, as rapidly as they are right now.
A traffic stop in Missouri is taking drugs off the streets.
Troopers responding to a crash on a Missouri highway recovered 500 pounds of marijuana on the road. Two people were arrested after troopers determined at the crash site on eastbound I-70 between St. Louis and Columbia whom owned the weed. Edith Daniel Lerma and Gonzalez Acosta were treated for their injuries and then taken into custody for first-degree drug trafficking. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.